I could not believe that Lucy agreed to marry Cecil when she was so obviously in love with George, Violet LaRue declared. Lindsay Norris glanced up from the lace scarf she was attempting to crochet. What had she been thinking when she thought she could do anything with this cobweb-like yarn? It was maddening. Violet's crochet hook was swooping away, row after row, on a lace pillow cover that she was making for her niece, who was getting married in the spring. Violet was using a pearl cotton thread that gave the star pattern a subtle luster when it caught the light just right. It was to be the ring bearer's pillow, and it was sure to be lovely.
She was expected to marry within her station, Nancy Peyton said.
Nancy was Lindsay's landlord and had been teaching her a variety of needlecrafts for almost 9 months now. Currently, their crafternoon club was working on crochet projects. It wasn't going well for Lindsay. As if sensing her annoyance, Nancy put aside the handbag she was working on and took Lindsay's mangled seafoam green mohair and cotton cashmere skeins out of her hands and began to fix them. For that alone, Lindsay was pretty sure Nancy was setting herself up for sainthood. Both women had about 20 years on Lindsay, and she tried not to take it personally that they could manage to have an in-depth discussion about E.M. Forster's A Room with a View and crochet at the same time.
Don't tell me you've started already,
Charlene said as she entered the room. You always do that.
That's because you're always late, Violet said.
No, I'm not, Charlene argued.
She took off her coat and hat and hung them on the rack. She glanced at the three women looking at her.
Am I?
Yeah, you are, Lindsay said. Charlene huffed out a breath. She was wearing a stunning red turtleneck sweater, which complemented the rich brown hue of her skin, over tailored black corduroys and black boots.
Well, as Oscar Wilde said, he was always late on principle, his principle being that punctuality is the thief of time, Charlene said, as she took the cushy seat beside Lindsay.
Very clever, but you might want to go for better never than late, Violet said. George Bernard Shaw.
Lindsay and Nancy glanced between the mother and daughter. Charlene was the image of her mother, Violet. In other words, she was gorgeous, but even more than that, she shared her mother's formidable intelligence and love of literature. Violet had been a stage actress in New York in her youth, while Charlene was currently a local newscaster in New Haven. But both women had the ability to command the attention of any room they entered. Lindsay figured it must be in their genetic code.
Nicely played, Mom.
Charlene laughed and Violet bowed her head in acknowledgement.
But I thought we were discussing E.M. Forster today. What have I missed?
Not much, Nancy said.
Her blue eyes twinkled as she added,
Just Violet being testy because Lucy didn't go off with George right away.
Not much of a book if Lucy picked the right man at the start, Charlene said.
She pulled the ripple afghan she was working on out of her project bag. It was the perfect weather to work on a blanket, and hers was coming together nicely in rows of black, gray, and country blue. The small room boasted cushy chairs and a toasty fire in the gas fireplace. Recently, Lindsay had added a couple of short bookshelves where she kept extra copies of crafting books for the club to peruse during meetings. The lone large window in the room looked out over the town park and offered a picturesque view of the bay beyond. Today, the sea was a deep gray, reflecting the steely cold January skies that loomed above.